and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz getting ready to appear together at a rally in Philadelphia hours after the call went out for him to join the ticket.
It's the call many politicians wanted to receive.
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Kamala Harris deciding Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was her party's best pick to hold the White House. The proposal?
Would you be my running mate and let's get this thing on the road?
And his answer?
The joy that you're bringing back to the country, the enthusiasm that's out there, it'll be a privilege to take this with you across the country.
Republicans already claiming Walz is too liberal for the job.
ABC's Andy Field, GOP Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee, says the FBI has taken his cell phone. It's related to the ongoing investigation into his campaign finances. Tropical Storm Debbie still posing a threat to the southeast. Flash flood alerts stretching from Georgia to Maryland, along with the threat of tornadoes in South Carolina. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin has its first traces of West Nile virus for the summer. The disease was confirmed in a dead bird found in Chippewa County and a blood donor in Washington County. The human patient is not considered to have an actual case of the virus since symptoms never developed. The disease is not usually harmful to humans, but in rare cases can exhibit as fevers, headache, rashes, all the way to seizures and coma in extremely rare cases. Since the virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, be sure to remove as many sources of water from your property as you can and reduce exposure to the bugs while outside. After a stormy night, our forecast for today calls for scattered light rain ending with sun developing this afternoon and a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear with fog possible and a low of 53. Don't forget about National Night Out tonight from 5 to 8 at Cross Cup Park in Richland Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers by the late afternoon and evening, a high near 80. Partly sunny for Thursday, a high in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine Friday, high low 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will be live at the Kamala Harris Tim Walz rally in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A very special show live on location. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Coach Tim Walz, VP Choice Tuesday, just like I said she would.
Well, Kamala, one of us said that. Yes, one of us did.
Kamala Harris has chosen Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota to be her VP choice. And we've got a colleague in broadcast. He's going to join us momentarily. But first, he's Matt McNeil with KTNF. Tim Walz, that's their governor. So we'll get to Matt, and Matt understands, being a broadcast professional, that when Kamala rolls out Coach Tim Walz, you got to take it live. Rich, let's take the sound. Kamala Harris in Philadelphia about to announce Tim Walz, her VP pick.
We fight for a future where we bring down prices that are still too high and lower the cost of living for America's families. So that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. We fight for a future where we defend our most fundamental freedoms, the freedom to vote. Since the day that I announced my candidacy, I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future. A leader who will help
help unite our nation and move us forward. A fighter for the middle class. A patriot who believes, as I do, in the extraordinary promise of America. Freedom, opportunity, and justice, not just for some, but for all. So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader. To those who know him best, Tim is more than a governor. To his wife, Gwen, he is a husband. To his kids, Hope and Gus, he is a dad. To his fellow veterans, he is Sergeant Major Walls. To the people of southern Minnesota, for 12 years he was congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walls. And to his former high school football players, he was coach. And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by another name, Vice President of the United States.
You're listening to Kamala Harris introduce her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz. They're live in Philadelphia. We'll have Matt McNeil from KTNF joining us momentarily. Back to the live speeches.
Just getting to know Coach Walz's story. And I'll tell you, he is the proud product of a middle-class family in rural Nebraska. He is a veteran who served our nation in uniform for more than two decades as a member of the Army National Guard. And he went to college on the GI Bill. He is someone who, long before he entered politics, worked as a teacher. When Coach Walz and his wife Gwen moved from his native Nebraska to Minnesota nearly 30 years ago, they both took jobs at the local high school. Coach Walz taught social studies, Gwen taught English. After school, Tim was the linebackers coach for the football team. Where I've heard the stories about, he had a knack for using the game of football to teach life lessons. He saw the potential in kids who sometimes didn't even see it in themselves. Under those Friday night lights, Coach Walz motivated his players to believe they could achieve anything. And together, they defied the odds, hear this out, going from a winless record to the school's first ever state championship. Wasn't only a role model on the football field. Around that same time, Coach Walls was approached by a student in his social studies class. The young man was one of the first openly gay students at the school and was hoping to start a gay-straight alliance. At a time when acceptance was difficult to find for LGBTQ students, Tim knew the signal that it would send to have a football coach get involved. Right? So he signed up to be the group's faculty advisor. Students have said he made the school a safe place for everybody. In the high school yearbook, the students voted Coach Walls the, quote, most inspiring faculty member. And as I think everyone here can see, Tim Walls was the kind of teacher and mentor that every child in America dreams of having and that every kid deserves. The kind of coach, because he's the kind of person who makes people feel like they belong and then inspires them to dream big. And that's the kind of vice president he will be.
You're listening to Vice President Kamala Harris about to introduce her BP nominee,
Vice President America deserves.
Governor Tim Walls. We'll listen for a few more minutes. Then our friend Matt McNeil from KTNF. Stick around. You're listening to The Devil's Advocates live with Kamala Harris.
Coach Walls' students who actually helped him decide to run for office. And he served 12 years in Congress, representing a purple district as he reached across the aisle to get things done. He was the highest ranking enlisted man to ever serve in the United States Congress. And the top Democrat on the Veterans Committee. And he was known as one of Capitol Hill's best marksmen, winning a bipartisan sharpshooting contest year after year. In Washington, Tim worked to raise the minimum wage.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've been listening live. Kamala Harris introducing her vice presidential pick, Governor Tim Walls from the great state of Minnesota. Coach Walls, we got a friend. He's from Minnesota. We're going to check in with him. KTNF's own Matt McNeil on the other side. And if there's time, we'll hear from candidate Tim Walls, VP.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE.
News from the center, WRCE.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Callers, be patient. We will get to you yet this hour, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. I'm very excited. Matt McNeil has joined us from KTNF, 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And Matt, the hometown boy, we were just listening in. We played some sound earlier of, I'm going to call him Coach Tim Walz. Matt, yeah. Tell us about your governor.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. By the way, first, nice chatting with you. Thank you for having me on. You know, okay, years ago when he was in the first district of Minnesota 1, I had him on the air, and he'd always been known as a moderate Democrat. And I said, and we were talking about, there's at this point, the Republicans were trying to take away, you know, food stamps, SNAP benefits like this. And I asked him the question about why this is important. And as a moderate Democrat, he gave me the greatest answer I've ever heard about why SNAP benefits. He started with the farmer. He said, you got farmers out there with product. They want to get it to market. You got the federal government buying it at a good price. So they're getting paid for their hard grown product. That product then goes in turn to groups that get it to the people who are hungry. And you're like, how in the world is no one else doing this? So it's like the most common sense, straightforward. The farmer loves it. The government works efficiently. Hungry people get food. Ta-da! And it was just so practical. And that's what he's always been. He's always been that way. I give him a lot of credit last year when the Democrats, the DFL in Minnesota, took the House, the Senate, and the governor's office in 2022. They put forward a very aggressive agenda, not only progressive items, preserving women's rights, LGBTQ rights, Native American rights, expanding on a lot of great programs. But he also passed the biggest tax cut in the state of Minnesota. He expanded out Social Security tax breaks for many Minnesotans, and he gave a tax rebate to people who make $78,000 a year or less, saying the wealthy have gotten their tax breaks. It's time to do it for the other side. And, you know, so you want to call him, you know, kind of liberal is what the Republicans are trying to do now. You know, he's just been a very wonderful, straightforward guy that we've always appreciated. And I'm glad the national government, the national crowd is getting a chance to see him now.
Matt McNeil, our friend, AM 950, the KTNF, Minneapolis. Matt, I'm new to your governor, and yes. I like this, describing the opponent as weird. And you said, you were telling us before you joined us on the air, he was always pretty plain spoken, but this weird label is seemingly stuck. Maybe it's because the opponents are so weird, But is he always use these sort right. of descriptors?
They are. Well, okay, so you guys have known this. Talk about what's the language these Republicans use when it's a pride event or it's a drag queen story hour. What's the language
groomers
they use
or worse? Yeah,
exactly. What's the language they use when they want to do a book banning? What's the language they use when they talk about women's rights? They're weird. They can't help themselves. They can't just put forward their political argument. They've got to go down these really weird routes that are weird. And I think one of the things that Walz does, which is a benefit, is he does not shy away from calling weird behavior, as we all should, because let's face it, look at J.D. Vance now. I mean, that is the epitome of weird. You know, he's just a weird guy. He's running with another weird guy. And if we don't call that out as it is, you know, they get a mulligan, and I'm glad Walz is not doing that allowing that to happen anymore.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Matt McNeil, KTNF AM 950 in Minneapolis. Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure, man. Been way too long. The Republicans coming at this is a terrible. It's horrible. The sky is falling. But what they're of course they're going to bring up, and they have bring up already, talk about the George Floyd protest and the Black Lives Matters protests. Hell, man, I'm surprised you're even there, Matt. My understanding, Minnesota was burned to the ground as nothing but ashes and rubble. How do you think Tim will respond to that? And what was your impression of the governor during that crisis?
I thought the governor did a good job. Now, first of all, let's talk about the people that are criticizing him. They're right. The ones who think Derek Chauvin did nothing wrong and still will tell you all day long that George Floyd got what he deserved, which was murdered in the street by four police officers.
Terrible. Yeah,
and that
terrible.
Was horrible. Governor Walz was the first person to point out that the people that were coming in that were doing the real damage were not Minneapolis people.
Yeah.
There were white guys from outstate and out of the state that were coming in. And if you look at who's been charged with crimes and the people who've been convicted, there's a shocking amount of white people from outside of the state that came here to try to cause chaos. And we've gotten them. The governor tried to get the city of Minneapolis and the city of St. Paul, for that matter, to deal with this on their own. When it became clear they couldn't, he stepped in with the state guard and they took care of business. Governor Walz, I mean, it was not an ideal situation, but thanks to the Minneapolis Police Department, this city was ready to explode when it did happen. What he did was able to basically get control of the city. I thought he did a good job. And once again, anyone that wants to criticize him about what happened there, generally, those are the people that think Derek Chauvin is innocent of what happened.
Matt McNeil, just a few more minutes. I know you're a busy man today. First CD of Minnesota. What can you tell us about the district that Walz represented before he became the governor?
Very much an interesting district, very bipolar to a point. You got Rochester there, the Mayo Clinic, generally a more left-leaning community down there. Mankato, where Mankato State University is, or Minnesota State University now in Mankato, that has also been a little bit more on the liberal side. But then as well, it was the southern part of the state. So you had very beat red districts, and Walz consistently won down there. When he's run for governor, he's also done better than other Democrats in these red areas. I think it's a lot of, you heard Kamala Harris's great introduction there. You kind of hear why, football coach, veteran, he understands the district. He understands the people, a teacher, a leader. I mean, I think that we saw that with Paul Wellstone when he ran in the state and he was able to go win in areas where Democrats didn't win. Genuine, honest people resonate. And that is Tim Walz. He resonates. And I think that is one of the reasons why he did well down there and holding the Minnesota one while he ran there, and why he's now been the governor-elect in Minnesota twice, and why he will be the vice president of the United States.
A Big Ten guy. We'll take him, Matt. Matt McNeil, AM 950, our friends up in Minneapolis. Thank you so much for making some time for us. And Kamala's VP pick. We'll dip in and listen to him next. More Devil's Advocates.
Bye, guys.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Working people in Wisconsin need more opportunities to boost their income. That's according to Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action. He recommends more access to job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality is growing in Wisconsin, although the problem is worse in other states. Wisconsin wildlife officials are out with their fall hunting forecast for 2024. The archery and bow deer season for deer is being extended in some areas. The Department of Natural Resources expects good harvest numbers for turkeys, pheasants, grouse, and bear. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 to 8 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. It will feature a canine 5K beginning at 5:30 with registration opening at 4:30, live music, canine demonstrations, face painting, a bounce house, and a first responder team challenge at 6:45. National Night Out also offers a fire truck demo at 5:45. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gald invites you to check out the vehicles and learn how they work.
The drone will fly that, show the infrared out. We've got a TV display so everybody can kind of see what we can see when we're on a scene. We usually set it up in our command vehicle, and officers or whoever, when we're searching for somebody, can see exactly what the drone operator sees on their small display on a 45-inch TV. And then the ultra high pressure will just, you know, open the topper and show everything that we've got on that. We're keeping it simple. It's got a thermal imaging camera on it. It's got AED, and then the basic pump in the back and how that works.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Suge Knight, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Diddy Combs' properties a few months ago. The former Death Row CEO claims the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Combs has been accused of crimes ranging from sex trafficking to sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce for a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers by the late afternoon and evening, a high near 80. Partly sunny for Thursday, a high in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine Friday, high low 70s. It's 74 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall Cunnamawog.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a special Tuesday edition. Kamala Harris has rolled out her vice presidential pick just moments ago. He took the podium. We're going to take him in just a moment. And don't forget, Tom, tomorrow, and this is a happier hour, we're rolling into it. But tomorrow, I'm rolling into Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They're taking the show on the road, Dom. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Coach Tim, come to Eau Claire. We're going to give you a special live show from Eau Claire. Crudy will be there. Dom will hold it down in the studio, and you'll be listening right here like you always do. But let's go to Governor Tim Walz. He is the nominee for vice president of the Democratic Party. And I'm unfamiliar, so we're going to play you the entirety of his speech.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you and Doug, this incredible journey. And Pennsylvania, I know you know this. Holy hell, can this guy bring the fire? He can bring the fire. This is a visionary leader. Also, I have to tell you, everybody in America knows when you need a bridge fix, call that guy. And I think sometimes we forget and you see people a little one-dimensional, but seeing a guy who cares so deeply about his family, a man with compassion, vision, and I'll have to tell you this, I know this from experience. There is no one you would rather go to a Springsteen concert in Jersey with than him. Than that guy. Bruce. And I can't wait for all of you and America to get to know my incredible wife, Gwen, a 29-year public school educator. Don't ever underestimate teachers. And our two beautiful kids, Hope and Gus. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket and to help Vice President Harris become what we all know is very, very good for us to think about. Next President of the United States of America. From her first day as a prosecutor, as a district attorney, Attorney General of the great state of California, a United States Senator, and Vice President of the United States. Vice President Harris has fought on the side of the American people. She took on the predators, she took on the fraudsters, she took down the transnational gangs, she stood up against powerful corporate interests, and she never hesitated to reach across the aisle if it meant improving people's lives. And I want all of you to hold this, and don't ever underestimate the power of this. She does it all with a sense of joy. Yeah. I know a little something about that commitment to people. I was born in West Point, Nebraska. I lived in Butte, a small town of 400, where community was a way of life. Growing up, I spent the summers working on the family farm. My mom and dad taught us, show generosity towards your neighbors and work for a common good. My dad served in the Army during the Korean War, and with his encouragement, at 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. The National Guard gave me purpose. It gave me the strength of a shared commitment to something greater than ourselves. And just as it did for my dad and millions of others, the GI Bill gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My brothers and sisters and I followed in their footsteps. Three out of four of us married teachers. What we do. For nearly 20 years, I had the privilege of teaching high school social studies and coaching football. Including winning that state championship. Thank you. Don't ever close the yearbook. Don't ever. But it was my students. They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference. So in 2006, I took a leap and I ran for Congress. And because high school teachers are super optimistic, I was running in a district that had one Democrat since 1892. Well, my neighbors graced me with an opportunity to represent them in the United States House of Representatives. I'm proud of the work we did there together. I worked across the aisle on veterans issues, on agriculture, and on ways to grow rural economies. I learned the art of compromise without compromising my values. And now, as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I bring those experiences to bear in tackling the challenges that are facing our great state. Minnesota's strength comes from our values, our commitment to working together, to seeing past our differences, to always being willing to lend a helping hand. Those are the same values I learned on the family farm and tried to instill in my students. I took it to Congress and to the state capitol, and now Vice President Harris and I are running to take those very values to the White House. Now, Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us. First of all, he doesn't know the first thing about service. He doesn't have time for it because he's too busy serving himself. Again and again and again, Trump weakens our economy to strengthen his own hand. He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division. And that's to say nothing of his record as president. He froze in the face of the COVID crisis. He drove our economy into the ground. And make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
More of that, Tim Walz. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. We've got Governor Tim Walz speaking in Philadelphia. The crowd likes that remark. What's that, Dom? I didn't hear Dom.
Bring it, baby. Bring it, baby.
You know,
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.